Over 500 million years ago, while the Earth was gripped by massive geological upheaval, colliding continental plates were forming mountain ranges, and earthquakes tore fissures into the rock. Enormous seismic activity blasted dust into the air, black cloud particles that eventually came to settle, some in time, becoming the floors of ancient seas. The planet's tectonic muscles flexed again and again, shifting up the ocean's mudstone, folding them relentlessly, compressing them with unimaginable forces, forming a fine-grained rock called slate. This is the Dinorwig Slate Quarry, the place to really discover the remarkable story of an industry that, together with coal and steel, shaped the nation. There is evidence that slate was used by the Romans in Carnarvon when they built their impressive fort at Saguntium, and much later in the 1200s by the conquering Edward I to roof the towers in Conwy Castle. It became a full-scale quarry in 1787, when the English landowners realised the expanding population of the Industrial Revolution would need slate roofs. They evicted smallholders from their land and began the enterprise that would grow to monumental size, lasting almost 200 years. The economic value of the slate industry in Wales during this period was huge. By 1898, around 17,000 men were quarrying around 485,000 tons of slate each year. You see before you the workshops and central courtyard that was built in 1870. It is said to be based on the layout of a British Empire fort. The Slate Museum is more or less as it was when the works closed in August 1969. Walking around, you almost expect to bump into the ghost of a quarry worker, telling you its compelling story.